The dog days are almost over. Dog days always conjure the image of our canine friends, hot and miserable in their fur coats. Dogs who have weathered the summer in air-conditioned homes can thank their lucky stars. Dog days actually have their origin in the stars. The ancient Romans noticed that the hottest days of the year coincided with the appearance of the star Sirius in the same part of the sky as the sun. Sirius is the dog star, the brightest star in the constellation Canis Major. Phoebe, our Australian shepherd, is not enjoying the dog days. Thunderstorms scare Phoebe as she takes refuge for hours in the bathtub. Are we the only people in Charlotte who have to vacuum their bathtub? Our chocolate lab, Artie, loves the dog days. She ventured frequently into the backyard. One afternoon, we discovered Artie's summer pastime, harvesting tomatoes. We had only picked two tomatoes all summer, and we thought that squirrels had eaten them, until we saw a long brown tail sticking out of the tomato plants, wagging happily. This summer also brought us peaches, and not just the kind you eat. We fostered a dog from the animal control shelter for 2 months while she underwent heartworm treatment. Someone had not cared enough to give Peaches a pill once a month to prevent this mosquito-borne, often fatal disease. Peaches came through her treatment just fine, and we fell in love. One night, when the other dogs were asleep, I grabbed a treat for Peaches. I dropped the box and treats scattered all over the kitchen floor. Peaches must have thought that she had won the dog treat slot machine. She did win the doggy lottery when we adopted her. But thousands of dogs in Charlotte haven't been so lucky. On a recent Saturday, I drove to the Canine Cafe to pick up some special treats. I was wearing my t-shirt that says, Spay, Neuter, Adopt. They're the humane things to do. Spying my t-shirt, the owner of the Canine Cafe asked me to go with her to try to find a homeless dog she had seen nearby. We hoped to have the dog spayed before she went into heat. Apparently, the dog had been living under an apartment house at night, seeking shade under cars and dodging traffic on South Tryon Street. We could not find her, and I fear this little dog is still dodging traffic and soon will have puppies doing the same. I headed to South Park, where the animal control shelter holds a very cool adoption event the first Saturday of every month. My heart soars almost as high as the dog star itself when I see our shelter dogs find their forever homes. The dog days are almost over, but the misery continues for Charlotte's thousands of abandoned dogs. Many of them will die for lack of a home. Why not open your heart and home to a shelter dog? Then every day can be a very cool dog day.